from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a shout-out Friday, 877-881-1053. I would like to get this started. Shout-out to everyone who doesn't reply all to the emails.
Shout-out to everybody who does reply all to the emails.
I knew it.
I love reply all.
All right. I am a not reply all. Corey is a yes reply all.
Just delete it. It's
Alec,
all one.
Are you a reply-aller?
I'm very much against it, but in the right circumstance,
like for Reggie,
go for it. Yes, Reggie is worth it.
And Mike, you are against it as well.
100% against it. I get too many emails already. I would like to have one email a day. I would like for my email to go, this is the most important email of the day. Everything else, gone.
Okay, I like it.
I hate email.
Everything else gone.
I did not realize that email defeated you as much as it does.
Look at your email. No, I'll tell you what. At 2 o'clock today, I close this computer. I do not reopen it until about 9 a.m. on Monday morning.
Wow, really?
I do not look at my computer until that day. So at 2 p.m. usually,
there's something to be said for that.
When the lovely Stephanie sends an email about getting something done on Friday after our show is over, I'm not going to see it until Monday morning.
All right. That explains so many of the things here. All right. There is the famous Mike Bassett.
877-881-1053. I asked Kevin's favorite color this morning, and he said, I don't have a favorite color because I'm an adult. And Atolo asked this specifically because they wanted to donate something to Peace-a-thon. And
oh, well, see, you didn't say that.
So I asked Kevin, and he was like, I'm an adult. I don't play this stupid game. But then he eventually said green because it's the color of money. So there you go. Man,
Corey was so beat down by that, too. And he goes, yeah, all right. Will you just tell me the colors?
Something to work with here.
I didn't know that's what it was for.
But now that I have the collection, it's green, blue, and gray is the favorite colors on the show.
Oh, interesting.
There you go.
All right. So
I need to get Alex's favorite color. What's your favorite color, Alec?
Blue.
Look at that. Blue. Getting the win right now.
Man, blue's in the lead. I like it.
Oh, God. 10:03, Alec Medford, reply all. Jeez. Fart head.
I love it.
Immediately deleted. I didn't even read what you said, Alec.
That's hurtful,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and your email.
I missed you yesterday, too.
Your email is dumb, too. It says, congrats, Reg.
I bet Reg.
That's it?
I bet Reg reads every single one of them.
No way.
Except for y'all's.
He doesn't like extra work.
When I see him on Monday or whatever day I see him, first of all, I've already congratulated him. Second of all, I'll just say, hey, congratulations again through not email, through human interaction.
Fair.
Congratulations.
I think that is totally fair.
I don't know
fair.
What that is.
Seems like an excessive amount of use of words.
All right. Let's go to, we'll be positive. Let's go to cut number one, because I have a question about the Rangers, and I might have info that will encourage or discourage you.
Full count here to Seager. Semien on deck. And now the 3-2. Swing and a drive. Well hit ball deep right field. Leon going back looking up, and this ball game is tied. Corey Seager launches his 23rd home run of the season to make it a 2-2 ball game.
All right, so things are really positive in that cut, and so focus on that. Don't worry about the fact that you've lost every non-White Sox series since the All-Star break. So I was reading an article, and since the wild card started in 1995, no team has reached the postseason with a worse record than the Rangers have right now through 115 games.
Okay.
So that's per Stathead. That is discouraging. However, five teams with an under 500 mark at this point have made the playoffs, including the Arizona Diamondbacks, who last year were 57 and 58, and they went on to the World Series. So the Rangers are only three games worse than that. There's been multiple teams that have made it from 56 and 59.
That team made the wild card.
They did.
The Diamondbacks.
84 wins.
There's no way the Rangers are getting the wild card, right?
No.
Like, that just seems impossible. It would be a massive collapse and the most magical thing ever.
I agree with you on that. All right. I don't think that's likely to happen. And so this is the concerning thing for me. This is the positive that I could come up with. Well, the Rangers are close to teams that in the past have made the playoffs, but in terms of their record at this point in the season right now, no one has ever made the playoffs from here. That feels pretty damn discouraging.
I'm on Tankathon right now, and I clicked on the MLB one. The Rangers are 3.5 games out of having a 14.23% of having the best odds to get the number one overall pick. And that would be the third worst record in the lottery.
Yeah.
Remember the White Sox in Oakland? They're eliminated from it. They've been bad for so long. They're not in the lottery. They're going to pick 10th and 11th. Right now, if you go to tankathon.com, you can't catch Colorado or Miami. They are horrible. But the Los Angeles Angels, according to your lottery odds, have the third worst record. They are 51 and 64. The Rangers are 54 and 61. They are closer to having the third worst record in all of baseball for the number one overall pick than they are from winning their division.
And if people are confused at all, remember, some teams are sorted out of this because
White Sox and Oakland are out.
Because they've been in this situation too.
But if I do that, if I put the White Sox and Oakland back up, the Rangers have the eighth worst record in all of baseball. All of baseball, they have the eighth worst record.
Is that bad?
I mean, yeah. That's pretty bad.
So we got some work to do.
However, for the 817... Rangers love making history, bro. I like that. From the 2-4, those teams didn't have a world-class athlete like Josh Smith, though.
I agree.
That is a good point. And then as a tangent from the 2-4, I definitely feel Mike's energy 1,000% about that email.
Good for y'all. Like,
I'm with you.
Always got to hate on something. I just can't enjoy
all right.
love.
Get me optimistic.
Here's the ace in the hole. Yesterday.
What?
They went to the White House and met the president so he could remind them who the hell they are. And that's the defending world champions.
Play the audio.
Do we have audio?
Oh, no.
Was that a joke? Because.
Oh, no. I fear what you're about to say.
Well, like Biden reminding or remembering, like I was confused.
He pointed out that Adolis Garcia, he highlighted Adolis Garcia yesterday. He highlighted the guy that we need the most right now.
The wrong thing, right?
It doesn't matter. Hey, you know what? I think Adolis probably loved that. He was like, you know what? Finally, somebody's recognizing me a little bit around here.
And then he's like, you should have given me a better contract. I could see that. Maybe yes.
We get a contract with America.
I don't know. It's going to be tough. They take on the Yankees today and then tomorrow. And honestly, they're probably not even going to play today. They're probably going to get rained out because of the hurricane. It's a tropical storm now, whatever its name is. Katie or something. What's the tropical storm hurricane?
Barbara.
Sorry, I know what you're talking about. I don't remember the name.
It's like 100% chance of rain for 100% of the time. Debbie. I knew it was
That's
a woman.
That's my mom's name. Yeah.
And so I think they're probably going to play a doubleheader tomorrow. But they are going to be massive underdogs in all three of these games.
So you say that, but I think you're forgetting. Let's go to the president talking about Adolis Garcia. I think you're forgetting about this weapon that we have.
Garcia, another major league record. Most RBIs in a single season.
Hell yeah! In your face!
I was wondering this because Biden
Hack
said,
Wilson?
I did read like on Twitter and stuff what President Biden said, and it was all awesome. I was like, I'll tell you what, man, to memorize all those things after not watching 1 second of baseball last year, because he doesn't watch it, and I get it. Like, they give him all the notes. Like,
sure.
Here's what you're going to say. Here's your, just try to memorize as much as you can here and get up there and say positive things about the Rangers and then take your picture and we'll be done with it. And so he messed that one up, but that has to be tough. Can you imagine right now if a year from now somebody's like, hey, talk about the Olympians up here who won the gold medals, and you're like, crap, I don't remember any of this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Give me a point on each person up here. The like five or six people that were the most important in our Olympic gold medals. Give me a key point and I will mention them. And he accidentally messed up.
I actually think his research team messed that up. That's going to be my guess, is that they gave the wrong info.
You say to memorize, Mike. We went to the Reagan Museum and we finally got to read off the panels, those little glass panels. I never really understood how that worked, but now I finally saw it. So I do think the research team screwed that up.
There was one person there who couldn't get it at all. They were like, the words are backwards. And then the tour guide was like, well, yeah, because you'd be up there.
Yeah, you're on
the
wrong
other
side.
Direction.
All right, you said Hack Wilson. Which is true.
Yes.
1930. Who is the modern? I'm going to say modern,
Juan
Kevin.
Juan Gonzalez.
After 1950, at least.
Juan Gonzalez.
Who's the got the most modern? Not for just the Rangers, but for baseball.
I'm going to stick with that. That's my best
guess. Mike, do you have an answer? You played with him.
Oh.
Manny Ramirez?
Manny Ramirez in 1999 had 165.
That is unfreaking.
But didn't Gonzalez have like 100 by All-Star break
that
year?
That's what I remember, is they were like, he's going to make a run at
Hack
Wilson.
He's going to make 200, yeah.
I'm sure if you're the president, you get desensitized to like, hey, here's a new jersey and a new champion and all of that. But when I saw him get that customized Rangers jersey with the gold on it and stuff, I was like, yeah, that would be awesome. But, like, I'm sure as
you can get it at the ballpark.
Oh, can I get it customized?
Yeah.
Can Boach hand it to me?
Maybe. We got
Cronuts, dude. He might be like, dude, you know what? These calorie-free Cronuts here.
I don't know.
He said it. I believe Boach.
Okay.
But that is, that's the first time a president has ever gotten that from the Rangers. That's awesome.
He was like, hey, you guys in the Metroplex, you guys are used to championships. I'm like, most of the people weren't even alive when Jerry was winning championships.
But don't you think Jerry Jones sat there and he goes, that's right.
That's right.
Thank you for saying that. By the way, and we'll talk about this more later, it does seem odd to me that people at the moment are very upset at Jerry Jones for just saying exactly what he believes to be the truth. When he's like, yeah, there's not a lot of urgency to get the CD deal done. I understand people are mad, but he's telling you exactly what he thinks. That's what I think. I think that's what you think as well, Corey.
Yeah. Honestly, what does it hurt? In Jerry's mind, Kevin, what's it costing me?
Yeah.
It costs me nothing to not sign CD Lamb.
He made
right
sure
now.
To point out in his presser that 99% of their season ticket people, they re-upped. TV deal is already done.
And Kevin, you were like, hey, it's going to cost you $7 million. $7 million that I can do with what?
Yeah.
What's that? Well, it's going to cost you a starting player.
$400 million.
I didn't want that player anyway. I wasn't going to go do the research to get that guy on this team anyway. I'm going to pick up some of these other guys from the UFL and some other guys off the scrap heap. I don't need the veteran player right now. It's not costing him anything to hold out with CeeDee Lamb in this front. So it's really not that big of a problem to him. I really do think that he looks at it completely different than we look because he feels he has the leverage.
Yeah.
He's like, my leverage is your money. And that's really what my leverage is.
For the record, I don't like it either. I really don't like that at all. But when people are getting up in arms now, I'm like, I mean, he's telling you what he really thinks. Like, You don't have to like it, but that is what he really thinks.
Yeah, I really do think that why would I stress myself out about that right now? We're only in training camp.
We're the Kansas City Masterpiece.
Real quick.
Okay.
Nobody's favored more in Major League Baseball tonight than the New York Yankees versus the Texas Rangers.
I do see some people saying they think the game might have just gotten postponed.
It's postponed.
Already?
Have you seen the official? I've not seen an official.
I figured because I saw the weather and I was like, there's no way they're playing.
Yeah. It is Shout Out Friday from the 214. Shout out to my daughter, Carly Ray, who will start her senior year at Sachse High School on Monday. Your mother and I are proud of you. Well done. Happy final year, hopefully, in high school.
Yankees have tweeted out that it's been rescheduled due to the forecast of sustained inclement weather and will be made up tomorrow, Saturday, August 10th, as the second game of a single admission doubleheader, which will begin with the first game at 1:05 p.m.
Okay.
More information Eastern time
will be provided shortly.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's from New York, so I'm presuming it's Eastern.
I have pre and post.
Oh, yeah.
So Mike's thinking, he's like, how do we do this?
I have questions about our Fan Bowl roundtables now as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Brought to you by Corey's Hat.
Coming up next, it's time for our brand new Olympic segment, The Steeple.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll do it next right here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Fan.
Mitchell's gonna have to hurry. Yep. Bogdanovich puts it up. Short. And the United States, trailing by as many as 17, back from underneath the grave, advance to the gold medal game.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where we got all kinds of updates for you. I just turned off my phone. Corey can give you more information about why that is. But also, the Rangers-Yankees traditional doubleheader will get started at 12:05, which means 11:30 pregame, 12:05 first pitch right here on 105.3 The Fan, and that should carry throughout most of the rest of the afternoon.
What does that mean for Fan Bowl, Kevin?
I would say that should push you even more to come out to Fan Bowl tomorrow, because we've got roundtable schedules. It's looking like those are unlikely, so you're going to have to do the roundtables in person by coming to Hurtado in Arlington and just chatting it up with us.
So just sit down and eat barbecue with us is what you're saying.
Oh, man. If like a group of fan hosts sat next to me and then a whole bunch of people sat around us, I would absolutely just like start doing that if that's what they wanted.
Do y'all agree that the actual round table feels more like a family table than a square or a rectangle table when you sit down to eat dinner? Because I had a boss at a restaurant who he was a master chef or whatever. And he was like, yeah, the round table is built for you because you can see everybody. You can see all their faces and you can talk that way.
You worked it on the border?
No. Yes, I did. But I also worked at a restaurant.
Have you really never heard him say that?
No, he worked it on the border, right?
Yeah.
He also said there was a master chef there.
No, that was a different restaurant that I worked at. It was downtown.
Wait a second. What is happening at this on the border? I need to go to that one.
It was an uptown, and he was the owner of the restaurant, and he was the master chef. But we had round tables at on the border also. But so anyway, I always just thought the round table itself was a better table than like the square table.
Though means you're probably only sitting four.
Yeah.
So I feel like a square table is
I'm used to the square of the rectangle.
Rectangular. Table. Yeah, I get it. There's the head of the table. And if you're at the other end, you're not having a conversation with that person.
Very true. Now, speaking of master chefs from the 214, you guys will never believe this. My donut shop has started making cronuts.
They're smart. Corey brought in the cronuts today. Oh my God, I had a cronut. It's just the most glorious thing. Hey, Alec. Tell me about cronuts.
Dude, it's a game changer. So buttery, so sweet.
I know, I like them.
Donuts are dead, right?
They are. Big donuts, bye-bye.
I'm telling you, Kevin.
We've been doing it wrong.
I went to the donut shop this morning. I told them that we took cronuts to Boach, and they were just so, like, smiling so big. And then three moms from the Plano, like, schools that we all know came in behind me, and they said they heard us talking about it. And they went,
awesome.
Did you just get all the cronuts? And I said, yeah, I did. And they were like, oh no, because they've been listening too. And they said, those are the best donuts in Plano.
Okay.
And they could have been saying that just because the owners were there.
Sure.
But also they were saying that. And I didn't realize like everybody loves those donuts. So there you go.
Now it is also a shout out Friday from the 469. It's going to be my 23rd birthday tomorrow. Can I get a shout out? That's from Alex. So happy early birthday. Now it is time for our brand new Olympic segment. The steeple. So there's a lot to go over. I know we played a highlight of the basketball game. We'll circle back to that in just one second. But I don't know, Mike, if you always know the results of some of these. I'm going to take you to the 400-meter hurdle, cut number 6. Can the United States get it done?
Jasmine Johnson.
So Sydney McLaughlin Lavrone, she, as you heard, the history being made, and that's how you knew she was far ahead. You could go through the historical points that she was about to make, and it's a 400-meter race. It's not that far. But she won multiple gold medals in that event, first person to do that. She won them back-to-back, and she set an Olympic record, a world record, all in the same race and gave the United States another gold medal. She won by 1.5 seconds. Don't get me wrong. I couldn't do this race. I'm sure many people couldn't. But it's 400 meters and she won by 1.5 seconds. That is a ginormous margin of victory.
That's my goat.
Oh, it is?
She's awesome.
Yeah, it's her and Bolt. Like, I'm so serious. Those are my two greatest runners of all time.
Interesting.
I thought you were saying that's how far ahead she was because the announcer said her full name, which is a pretty long name.
She has the hyphenate name. They waited until she finished to give the hyphenate, like in the middle of it. He's like, Sydney McLaughlin. And then he was like, I'll give you the rest later.
Adrian, whenever she married me, her last name was McLaughlin. So I think they actually might be related. Because that's how it works. And yes, she knows her cousin is one of your old teammates from high school, Mike.
John.
Yeah, yeah. She got married, she goes, now my last name's shorter. And I was like, there you go.
Okay. That is lovely.
That's awesome.
Now things went less well on
is there any way you can go to your local Plano school God. And set up hurdles and make Adrian try to do hurdles?
Yes. She will not clear a hurdle. She will not clear one
her
hurdle.
Her shins will be bleeding yes. at the end of
I
the
have
event.
A different thing I would like her to try. Today is the official debut of breakdancing in the Olympics, also known as breaking.
Oh, my gosh.
But it I can't is, wait. It is, it's happening
That's
right
why
now.
Mike wants the doggy paddle in.
Things he's like, they're going to do breaking.
I guess in gymnastics, it's just based off of judges. Like, True. There's you can't say... We look at it and we say, oh, that we really have to listen to the announcers.
Yeah.
Like, well, that looked awesome. And they're like, that was awesome. Or like, that one looked better. And they're like, it wasn't better. The degree of difficulty was. And you're like, I don't know. They both looked awesome. So I guess the breakdancing thing.
Yes. Same concept. Now, it was easier on the track where, unfortunately, Noah Lyles, we talked about this race while it was happening. He did not do the double-double and win gold in the 200. Afterwards, he looked freaking exhausted. And I know some people on social media were going after him and saying, oh, he's being a poor sport. You just lost, like, accept it, blah, 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 blah. And then you find out he had COVID. He was diagnosed with that 2 days before the race, I believe. And now he has dropped out of the 4x100 meter relay.
Oh, he really dropped out too. Wow.
Yeah, like, because they could just replace him on the relay team.
Yeah.
But it's that's a tough break for somebody who, I mean, they won the 100. Obviously, I know the goal was the double-double, and I believe he got the bronze medal in the 200.
Wow, that is...
Being able to
that's
run
really
with that is pretty incredible.
To get there, you travel there, you do all this work to get to it, and then that kind of jumps in the way. Like he's got one on his list though.
He does.
He's got the one to hang his hat on.
That he does. Now we saw Olympic history as Quincy Wilson, the 16-year-old who caught the imagination, I know, of both Corey and Mike at the U.S. Track and Field Trials. He participated as part of the 4x400 meter relay team. And doing that, he became the youngest U.S. track athlete in the Olympics ever.
To step foot on a track field?
To compete. It didn't go super great, but they did still qualify for the final. He will not run in the final, but he still made history.
That's awesome.
Probably good prep for him for Los Angeles.
Yes, and hopefully he grows.
Okay, I could see that because he's 16.
Like how?
Height-wise. It's tough. Your stride means a lot.
Yeah.
So
we just saw it with Gabby Thomas. Like,
yeah,
her stride was amazing.
Bolt, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Bolt was, was he 6'6 or 6'7?
6'5?
Okay. But I mean, his stride, he probably in 100 probably took two less strides than a lot of his competition.
Oh, yeah.
So in the race, he strides two less times. He has to take two less steps. And maybe I'm way off on that.
Yeah, I think you got a good point there. Alec was a track star, so you could ask him.
Yeah. And his feet had to move really fast at his height.
They really did. His
feet were moving faster.
So if it was a feet per second competition, you think you would have been winning?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But
how many steps did you take? Way more than that tall guy.
And what sucked is being a sprinter at that short of a height in like middle school and high school was there were some in that district, we had some guys that were 6'3", 6'4". So it's just like I'm standing next to them getting in the box and I feel like I'm like 12 again. It's just not fair.
Aw.
And then, like, you can see it as they're taking a few less steps. They're a little more comfortable in their kick and everything, and you're trying to, you know? That's the sound. That's
yes,
the sound
thank
it makes.
You.
I don't.
A few more Olympic notes for you. I did like that. Team USA's Grant Holloway won a gold medal in the 110-meter hurdles at the Olympics. And then long jumper Tara Davis-Woodhull, she also won gold this time in the long jump. She had finished sixth in the long jump at the Tokyo Olympics, but at 25 years old, she wins the gold. The third American woman in the last four long jump Olympics to win gold. So congratulations to her for that. Now, the basketball game. And by the way, the women's national team is just getting started in the semifinals against Australia, like just a minute ago. But yesterday, the men against Serbia, I'm not going to say most of the game, but after the first quarter and the distance just kept kind of eking up, it felt like this was a game the United States was going to lose, did it not?
For the boys?
Yes, for the boys.
Yes. I watching it, I did watch almost all of the game. the lefty couldn't miss for Serbia. It makes me think when you watch that and you see that they're playing against the best Americans in the world and they are beating them for most of the game, you're like, how aren't all of these guys on an NBA team, like as a role player?
Is that Avramovich?
There's no way I'm going to remember any of their names. I just know Bogdanovich and Jokic.
Yeah.
If you don't have the itch at the end, are you not Serbian?
You know what's really weird? Now that I'm looking at it that you say that, four of their five starters do have the IC to end their last name. So I did not realize that. Holy cow.
It is.
And four of their five bench players do as well. So eight of the 10 players that played yesterday had the IC to end their name.
If they had Poku.
I didn't realize. Yeah, and they would have lost by more.
It was shocking when they made, it was early in the game. When I say early, I think it was second quarter. They made a bank three-pointer, totally by accident. I think their point guard, whatever his name was. But I was like, oh no, this is like how it happens. When another team that you're way better than starts making bank three-pointers, or they're just like, it's a quick catch and shoot. You're like, you're closing out as fast as you can. It's like the ball wasn't even in his hand. And we know that these guys aren't stars. They're just role players at best in the NBA. If they were in the NBA, you're like, I don't know. How do you win? If a team shoots 50% from three and they're going to jack up a lot of them, how do you win?
I mean, it's a great question. It was a fascinating game. LeBron James made history in that. He became the first player in Olympic history to have multiple triple-doubles. Obviously, we saw Luka in the last Olympiad had a triple-double, and then Alexander Belov back in 1976. And LeBron had done it once before, but now he becomes the first player ever to do it twice.
That's where, honestly, that's where LeBron's at its best. When he doesn't have to be the dominant scorer, he can be the dominant player on the court. That. But still allow somebody else to be the scorer on the court.
Who was Steph yesterday. Yeah. Embiid, too.
Yeah, he was awesome. Really, I was listening to G-Bag Nation driving to pick up my son from Bishop Lynch, like orientation thing. And the game had ended. United States had come back and win. And G-Bag Nation, Gavin Dawson was talking. And I don't think he understood a little bit of what he was saying. Because he was saying, well, even in today's game, LeBron, I would take him in like a playoff situation. And here's where I disagree with him. If it's just one game, yes.
Yeah.
But he's 40 years old and he's the greatest 40-year-old in the history of basketball. Yeah. And it's not even close. But he has to play in 7-game series. And so that's the issue, is why is he so good right now? And he is. He's still awesome. But he even sat out a game in the Olympics, being like, I don't need to play. We're going to win by a lot, and this game doesn't mean anything. Like, but when you put him in the condensed fashion of today's NBA, of whatever NBA, he used to be able to do it even 4 years ago, where there was no travel, no audience. He took advantage of that situation, and he did win a title. But I was listening to him going, Dawson, this is a lot different. One, they're staying in one place. Two, they are not playing like a series. They're just playing a random game here and there. And I'm like, I get it. He's awesome. But I just like, if you just say one game, just one game, I might take LeBron.
I think I would too, because one of the differences I thought in this game was switching him on more defensively with Jokic as opposed to Embiid, because I thought, I don't know. I'm not going to say Jokic was eating Embiid up, but he was causing some problems for Embiid.
And go ahead and say it.
When they made that defensive switch, I thought LeBron did significantly better.
It helped out, too, that when Jokic was picking for all of their guards, LeBron would switch.
Yep.
And then you would have a guard, per se. You'd have a Booker or somebody then switching on to, let's say, Jokic. But then they would hurry up and run some sort of switch where Jokic did take advantage a few times. He knew that he'd catch the ball, and there was a layup late in the game where he made a great pass because LeBron was like, I got him, Durant, get off of him. And Durant couldn't get to the basket quick enough to stop Jokic from making another awesome pass.
Steve Kerr said, this is one of the greatest basketball games I've been a part of, and I'm humbled to be a part of it. When you saw Steph and LeBron after the game, they looked like they had just forced like a game 7 in the NBA Finals. They were stoked. And then I love this quote from Kevin Durant. He was talking about patriotism and playing for the USA. I have to shorten up one of these words. A lot of BS happens in our country, but a lot of great things happen too.
That's true.
I know. I thought that was a great quote.
Now balance.
Now they will play for the gold medal against France, which, by the way, that was an upset as well. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Vasek.
I do have a little bit of criticism about Bruce Bochy next.
Oh.
Swing and a drive deep into left field. Benintendi going back. It's over his head off the base of the wall. Wyatt Langford provides the walk-off single to give Texas a 4-3 win in 10 to open this series against Chicago.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan on a shout-out Friday from the 817. Shout-out to my daughter, Addison. She just got her braces put on and starts middle school on Tuesday in Granbury. Hope it goes awesome. Also, Olympic spoiler shout-out, so be prepared. 3, 2, 1. The United States men's volleyball team just won the bronze medal in a thrilling match over Italy. Congratulations to them. And congratulations.
Thank you, Lucy.
To all of you.
Didn't they beat them 3-0?
I know, but the sets were like 28, 26, 27, 25. Those sets were exciting, man. You know what? Now, whatever. Baseball nuggets.
Baseball.
I was about to hype you up huge, Mike.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, come on, Mike.
Mike's down right now.
I am.
Know.
Down bad.
And he even ate a cronut today, and
Rangers
he's still
have
this sad.
Me.
And he gets to do a doubleheader tomorrow.
Yeah, oh,
I
yeah.
Do. Yeah, I do. Pre and post here on 105.3 The Fan and also on Bally Sports Southwest. Okay, Baseball Nuggets brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Now, I will pay off on this tease immediately. I think Boch is making a major mistake this year, but if I go back in history, this is who he is, and it will never change.
Okay.
Okay? The Rangers have 151 doubles this year. That is dead last in Major League Baseball.
Yeah,
not even close.
Yeah.
There's three teams in Major League Baseball that don't have 160 doubles yet. The Rangers are one of them. The Rangers, when it comes to slugging percentage, .380. That is 23rd in all of Major League Baseball.
Okay.
So, if we see what's happening here, we're not getting to second base with the baseball bat. We're literally the worst in all of baseball at getting to second base with a bat this year. The worst.
Yeah.
White Sox better than us. Whoever better than us. So here's where I put it together. And I talked about this last year, and Bochy answered the question. We haven't talked about it this year. I wonder what his answer would be. But when I go back to his championship teams in San Francisco, it doesn't matter who's on the team. This is who Bochy is. And this is, it's fine. This is his way of managing. The Rangers have 59 stolen bases this year.
Yeah.
That is 23rd in all of baseball. And there are teams that are just destroying him.
Doesn't Ellie De La Cruz have about that many stolen bases?
Yep. So here's the deal. Last year, for the most part, fine. We are top five in slugging.
Yeah.
We are top five in all major categories offensively. Why steal second base? Why steal third base? Doesn't matter. We're hitting doubles. We're hitting homers. We score in bunches, extra base hits in bunches. No bunches this year. Zero bunches this year, it feels like. But I'm going to go back in history. So I'm saying, Boch, if they're not going to get to second base with the bat, Semien, Smith, Lankford, Garcia, Taveras, at the end of the year, they should all have 20 or more stolen bases apiece.
Yeah.
A piece. That's 100 right there from five guys. I'm not including Evan Carter because he hasn't really played this year.
Yeah.
Hey, Young, Seager, catchers, Lowe, don't steal. You guys can't. You're too slow too. You'd have to like double steal where you're the guy trailing or just a huge advantage type situation to steal. I get it. Those guys are going to have probably combined 10 steals all year. They probably don't even have 10 steals all year. If you only have 59 all season, you probably are just So here's the deal. Chris Woodward, I get it. Boach, better manager than Chris Woodward. They're not even in the same category, and I love Chris Woodward. Great guy. We can see Chris Woodward hasn't got a job. We don't hear his name up for other jobs, and maybe he will be a manager somewhere else sometime later in his life. He still is a younger guy. He's in his late 40s, so he has plenty of time to possibly become a manager again. When he was the manager on a team that struggled to score in his time, you would have Simeon and you would have Garcia stealing 20 plus bags in a season. That was before the new rules.
Yeah.
That was before it was a shorter distance. That was before the two pickoff minimum. So I know that Simeon can steal 25 to 30 bags. I know that Garcia can steal 20 to 25 bags. It's already been proven that they can. Now, Leody has to get on base more to steal bases. Langford has to get on base probably a little bit more to steal bases. But when we see Langford flying around the bases, why do we never steal with him? Here's the reason we never steal. I go back to 2010. Unfortunately, we remember that Ranger fans. Rangers, we make the World Series, but San Francisco wins the World Series. San Francisco, that year, dead last in stolen bases in Major League Baseball.
Okay, so this is like you said.
This is who he manages. Boach does not believe in stealing bases unless it is just given to you for free. He does not want to take that risk. He wants to be as conservative as possible on the bases.
His rate is 7.6% of the time he will steal in his career. He will 7%. Yeah,
which is super low.
Very low.
In 2014, regular season, World champs, San Francisco Giants, 29th in stolen bases that year. Now, I click on 2012. It wasn't as bad. They were about league average in 2012. I'll click on it real quick because I didn't memorize it here. But in 2012, they were above league average. They were 10th in stolen bases that year. But if you go look at his San Francisco history, his San Diego history, and now his Ranger history, he does not like stealing bases. Well, we don't hit doubles.
Yeah.
You have to. They've made rules to make it easier to steal the base. And we have, at almost all times in the lineup, five guys who can. They have to reach first base, which has been very difficult for these Texas Rangers this year. Because I just told you, they are 23rd in slugging. They are last in doubles. They are in the bottom category. They are in the bottom third in almost every category in Major League Baseball for hitting this year.
Yeah.
But the one that I don't get is, if we can't get to second with the bat, you have to steal second. They made the rules that they're giving it to you at a better rate, and Boach won't do it. And so in this offseason, because I'm kind of moving on to next year already. I hope not, but I'm moving on to next year.
And we did talk about that some yesterday.
Is you have to start stealing, or you can give it the month of April, and in the month of April, if you're not cranking doubles and homers left and right, every time Langford and let's just say Carter, those two guys, young guys, every time you get on base, you are going to steal within the first three pitches. Now, if the dude's slide-stepping and he's under 1.3 delivering the ball to home plate, we can shut it down. He's obviously not even allowing you to. But most pitchers are power pitchers today. What do power pitchers have to do a lot of times? They have to lift their leg up to generate the power to throw the ball in the mid to high 90s. At this point, I'm looking at this team, and I'm almost looking at this as now 2 free months of baseball. I know I hate saying this.
Okay.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope that they compete a lot more than I think they will. I think if I'm Chris Young, I go to Boach and I say, Boach, I want to see if Simeon and Smith and Langford and Garcia and Taveras can steal bases under the new rules. If they get thrown out, they get thrown out. We have to find this out. If they can't, then they can't.
Yeah.
But we don't know because we refuse to try. So I just think in today's game and with this offense, because now are you going to go into next offseason and go, well, we know we're good offensively. No, you're bad offensively this year. You're probably going to end up somewhere between 18 and 30 in every major offensive category as a team in Major League Baseball. If that's the case, if that's what I have, and I don't have a budget to go help out the offense, then we have to try to be top 10 in stealing bases next year because we're not going to be the Yankees. I don't have Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. You know, I'd say the Red Sox, but I just watched the Red Sox. Do you know how much havoc they caused in that three-game series?
Yeah.
Because of all of the guys that were athletic and running, and they were hitting and running, and they were stealing, and they were bunting, and they were doing all of these things. You're like, slow down. We don't play the game this way. We don't even know what in the world is going on right now. And I think the Rangers have to turn the game into that because, yes, Corey Seager can be Rafael Devers, like trying to compare. Unfortunately, we don't have the other guys to compete offensively with the best offensive teams. So at that point, you have to look at it and say, how do I get to second base without hitting a double? You have to first reach first.
And then manufacture.
And then you have to steal, and you have to bunt, and you have to hit and run. And I don't think Boch likes doing it. His history says he doesn't. But I'm wondering with the team in 2025 if he's going to have to try to change because the rules are telling you to change.
The KNC masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, let's go out to Oxnard and talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, right here. I already told you, 105 through the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.